This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, the 4th of October. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we are graced by the presence of one Warren Eckstein. I used to do this more frequently. Jay, you'll have to remind me to go back to doing it, because I think it's part of... This is what one would call counter-programming, and I'm not sure that I'm 100% conscious of that, but I do know that over the years... When I've started in the morning doing pretty much what was called full service radio. Most of my time on the air and the years that I've been on the air has been in the morning. And I grew up around what is called full service. So that's why I do what I do with the Good Day program and apply it nationally. And every once in a while there are people that come along that are wonderful hosts. They're wonderful people. They're good because they have a specialty. And thus, Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, is here with us. He does do a regular, we have a what they call in the radio world a vignette, thoughts from Warren every morning earlier on. He comes on the program every week to talk about some of the issues, but I don't think we ever have, I'm not comfortable, I'm not satisfied that we get to all of the things that we ought to get to. So I want to take a couple of moments of your time and go down a couple of different roads. This is not going to be considered, at least at the beginning, very positive, but there's got to be a lesson here. Jay and I were talking earlier about this dog and the couple that was walking with the dog. There were two stories. One of them, the couple and the dog were attacked by a grizzly bear, but they got out alive. And then there's another couple and their dog that was killed by a grizzly bear. And so one wonders, that when people get angry, they want to go find the bear and kill it because it killed these people. And so there's something missing here. And I know you know what the lesson is. I'll have you explain why it is that this is a reality.
First of all, the bear is not coming into their condominium.
No.
They're going into the bear's condominium.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you go into an environment where there are wild animals, you need to take all of that into consideration. Personally, just from my perspective, if there's an area where people do a lot of walking with their dogs, in an area where there might be black bears or grizzly bears, whatever, I don't walk my dog in that area. Bears are smart enough to pick up on other animals that may be around. So my dogs, I play it safe. Maybe I'm a little eccentric only based on the fact that I hear every horror story out there. So if there's an area where there's a, for example, we hear about the alligators down in Florida, you know, attacking
sure.
a dog here and there, or a coyote. Now, Mom, I am, listen, I
sharks.
Have a, there you go. I have a 7-foot fence in my backyard. 7-foot, okay? Every time my dogs are in my yard, I am there with them, with a stick in my hand and a flashlight. That's just the way it is. Maybe because I'm a little eccentric when it comes to taking care of them. But the bottom line is, don't take your dog to an area where there's dangers. It's just, look, right now, for example, rattlesnakes. If you want to go for a hike in the Santa Monica Mountains, people take their dog off a leash and let them go off to the sides. That's where the snakes would be. Snakes are not coming out to get your dog. So you got to be conscientious and careful. For example, if you're walking in an area and you notice bear scat or poop on the ground, maybe you shouldn't be taking your dog to that neighborhood.
Do bears poop in the woods?
I guess they do.
Couldn't resist, sorry.
I guess they do.
Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, thepetshow.com, is here with us. All right, so here's another example. This moose, this lady's out walking her dog in Colorado on a trail, and this moose attacks the woman walking her dog. It's a cow moose. She's got her calves with her. So the moose goes after these women. I guess they got head-butted a couple of times. A big moose is nothing to mess with, I'll tell you that, much bigger than a cow. Anyway, this woman got to her house and told the story to officials. But once again, it's a different animal, but it's the same principle as we were talking about before, right?
Always blame it on the animal. Blame it on the animal. That's what they're going to. You know, the bottom line is this. First of all, very often people get a little too close to wild animals. It's a beautiful deer. It's a beautiful moose. It's a beautiful this. It's a beautiful that. They get a little too close and don't take into consideration this is not their dog or cat. This is a wild animal that survives every day instinctively.
On his own.
Exactly. Right. It's a different ballgame. So the bottom line is, why would you take your dog in an area where there are so many dangers? Why? There are so many other places. You can go to a dog park and go around the neighborhood, a schoolyard. Why would you expose your dog to that? And then when the person calls up on my show, for example, and say, you know, I was taking my dog for a walk, and I know there's a lot of coyotes in this area. It's a little dog, and they can't. No, why take your dog for a walk? And here's the bottom line. I'm not gonna promote myself. But I have these air horns. I sell these air horns on my website. I think they're $7. I think I lose money on every air horn I sell. But the bottom line is, we just heard, for example, I don't know if you saw the story in L.A. Where the woman took her dog to 7-Eleven about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. She walked in with her 11-year-old dog into 7-Eleven. She was beaten up and attacked by another woman as the other woman's boyfriend stole her 11-year-old dog. Can you imagine the loss of someone? I know she watched this guy dragging her dog out as she was being beat up. Bottom line is the dog was reunited. The dog got back. Right. But again, in Los Angeles, and I'm assuming it's the same in every city and town, you have to be afraid to take your dog for a walk. People are stealing French bulldogs. They're attacking people with dogs. And this 11-year-old dog was going to be used as a bait dog. And if you don't know what a bait dog is, they take these dogs to teach other dogs to fight. Incredibly stupid stuff.
Didn't I see something, a baseball player or a football player? I think I just saw this in the last 24 hours. Jay, do you know what I'm talking about?
There's the Department of Defense. He was a guy at the Department of Defense who was involved in a dogfighting.
Yeah, right.
There was a major Department of Defense official, an advisor there. He worked for the Department of Defense. I just posted on my Facebook, Jay, if you want to take it off my Facebook. It's up there. So the bottom line is that, this is incredible. This is a guy that was... How did they do? And then, bad enough, what they found in his home was a battery with two battery charges for your car. This is the way they executed the dogs that lost.
Oh my God!
And this is like another Michael Vick story.
That's who I was thinking was Michael Vick.
No, this is, and then I've had the opportunity of seeing some of Michael Vick's dogs, and a lot of them are rehabilitated and they're doing well. But the bottom line is, these type of people, if they can do that to a dog, my belief is they can do it to a human being.
Yep. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. We're talking about some of the issues around having a pet, some of the things that have been happening to people with pets. Here's the story of a cat that went missing for 5 weeks and ultimately was found trapped beneath a neighbor's porch. And the way they found this cat was somebody heard the cat meowing. Hello, duh. At 5 weeks, though, how in the world this cat, I guess the cat they figured ate some spiders and bugs and that sort of thing and licked condensation from pipes in order to survive, but he lost half of his body weight. And is this just not caring, or is this just a lucky cat? What's the lesson
here? Doug, it's interesting, because I always get in trouble when I say this, but the bottom line is the times, they are a-changing, to quote Bob Dylan. You know, when I was growing up, everyone would let their cats outside, and the cats would run around, they'd come back at night, occasionally a cat might be hurt or whatever. It's too dangerous out there nowadays. People are crazy out there nowadays. So my concept is this. You can take the time to teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I know that sounds eccentric, but you can do that. Now, if you go to Amazon or any of the big companies, you can buy cat enclosures where you can let your cat outside in a safe, sensible way without the dangers of the cat taking off or other animals coming in and getting your cat, or even diseases from other feral cats perhaps in the neighborhood. So there are things you can do. People sometimes become a little lackadaisical, if I'm using that word properly, a little lackadaisical when it comes to their dog or their cat. And all it does is one quick turn and the dog or cat can be gone. So my heart breaks for this kitten. Of course it does. But the bottom line is people need to be more conscientious all the time about where their dogs and cats are.
All right. So in league with that, here's the story of a missing Shih Tzu. I always like to be able to pronounce that because it's silly on the air. This is a dog in Jacksonville, reunited with his owner after it found its way to New Jersey. How does a dog that lived in Jacksonville, Florida, get to New Jersey?
Now listen, how smart can a dog be? He left Florida for Jersey. Come on, Doug.
Yeah, I guess that's a point.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to me. For years, people say, "How can dogs find their way around?" When you know they just roam. They can roam. They get lost easily, but they also sometimes know where they're going. You hear about the story of the dog or cat finding its way home from 100 miles away. How do they do that? There's a lot of things about it. Some people suggest that dogs and cats can focus on the stars and they follow that along. Other people say that
sniffing.
There are people that actually say this. You know who Kreskin is?
Yeah.
The amazing. Kreskin's a good friend. I've known Kreskin forever.
Yeah,
and we've had this conversations a million times. And he would basically say that, you know, you can't always describe how they do it, but you know they do it. So he said to me that sometimes the love factor, if that's such a thing, can actually help a dog or a cat find its way back home if they're lost.
Mm-hmm.
I buy it. I just do. Yeah, I buy it.
I just see how, in my case, Daisy, but with Charlotte, any of the dogs that I've had, but the ones, as I got older, maybe they meant a little bit more to me, and they just will, it doesn't make a difference what you do, what you say to them. It is love. Daisy's in my truck with me all the time, and she'll stick her head under my arm. And then stick her nose in my face.
You know, that's the way they are. Just think about this, Doug. Every time you look at Daisy, and every time Daisy looks at you, a brand new study just came out the other day. A brand new study says not only does your oxytocin get better, but so does your dog. So just looking at each other makes you both feel better.
Remember that old song, "All of a Sudden My Heart Sings"?
There you go.
That's it. Well, thank you. This is a blessing having you here with us for some conversation about our loved ones, our animals. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Have heart failure and often hear
those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, and a focus on Ozzy Osbourne. Never been a fan, but he's an interesting character. I think he and his relationship with his wife and his family has always been kind of entertaining and something that people like talking about.
They had their own reality show for a while.
Yeah,
the oldest daughter wasn't part of it, but yeah, they were always so funny.
Yeah. Did he have Parkinson's when that show was on, or did he stop the show and then discovered he had Parkinson's?
No, I believe the Parkinson's is a diagnosis since that went off the air.
Yeah. So now, because he has Parkinson's, and I think most people who are followers of Ozzy Osbourne knew that he had Parkinson's, but he has a way that he says he's found to help himself, and this is sort of a good public service announcement for those people who have it, know people who have it, people in the family that may have it. This may be something for you to learn that'll be helpful. So stand by for something else, something more helpful after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ah,
an acquired taste necessary, at least in my world. And I admit that my friend Bob Kay is listening right now. He'll remember the days in the 70s, I think it was the early 70s, and he and I worked at WNTN in Newton, Massachusetts, called it Nuttin' Radio. And it was, I was playing that kind of music. And it was so not me, but yet I had a job, and I fulfilled my promise to do it well. I learned about the music, and it was the time when Grateful Dead were popular. It seems benign these days. You look at, I remember some of the album covers, and they were just awful. The music was just awful.
It's not for you.
And from that era came Ozzy Osbourne. So now he's got a whole different shtick going on. He has, as you were saying a few minutes ago, he's had an interesting life with his family, his wife, and his children. He did a TV show, kind of like the guy from Kiss. What the heck's that guy's name?
Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons. Same kind of show. Same kind of thing. Although I found that Simmons show to be more interesting, maybe because I liked his wife. Not that I didn't like Ozzy Osbourne's wife, but anyway. So the focus now is on how he's surviving with and living with Parkinson's. And apparently he's taken up Tai Chi, which seems extraordinarily difficult for somebody with a would-be, for somebody that got Parkinson's. But he says it's good for his balance. His wife, Sharon, and their daughter and son are both helping with that. So the kids are very happy because they love their father, of course. We all kind of love our fathers, right?
Found to definitely be beneficial for Parkinson's and mobility.
Right. Yeah. By the way, if you don't remember, Ozzy was with Black Sabbath earlier on. And that's where the noise came from, the early noise. All right, well, good. Wish him well. Ozzy Osbourne is our focus here at 28 After on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House. A historic vote yesterday forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to get every Democrat and just over a half dozen House Republicans to vote to remove him. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting speaker until a new speaker election is held. Word is, a candidate forum for speaker will be held next Tuesday, with the election being held on Wednesday the 11th. The House will be in recess until next week. Still no winner, so the big prize keeps growing in the already big Powerball jackpot drawing. The next chance to win big comes up later today with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. If you would so prefer, as most people do, take that lump sum, that would be over $551 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Who is this?
This is Sheila E.
Oh! Great drummer, great singer, great entertainer. Okay. I didn't remember the song, nor did I. Now I know her voice. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That brings us into this half hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Maria Trilogy, who is my astrologer and is a fabulous
She has a fabulous perspective. Maybe that's the best way to put it, Jay, huh? She knows how to look at things that are happening
mm-hmm.
and can give you a reason for it based on astrology.
And she's yesterday, looking at it.
When Uri was here yesterday, we were talking with this guy that's a tarot specialist using tarot cards. Maria uses those well as well. But her real strength is understanding where the stars are and what that means. So she has sent me a note to focus, asking me to talk about how Pluto, the planet, is transiting into the sign of the of February, the Aquarians among us. I'm part of my sign. I'm a Scorpio with Pisces moon and Aquarius rising. So this stuff is affecting all of us who have Aquarius in our chart. And so thinking about how it's affecting all of us individually, but yet because it's so strong, it's affecting all of us collectively. Here's what you've seen sort of on a universal scale with Pluto transiting into Aquarius. Kevin McCarthy gets kicked out. This is the first time this has ever happened in the history of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Unions
are striking. Happening to other twice other times, two other times.
Yeah.
But they vacated before it happened.
Yeah, right. And then the unions. Think about all the strikes going on in all business, all kinds of businesses. Record numbers of people are out on strike. That's Pluto in Aquarius. And then think about the countries, the uproar, not only the Ukrainian situation with the Russians, but just generally speaking, it's a time of disorder and dis-ease. And that's what Pluto and Aquarius brings. And it hasn't happened. This has not come together. Pluto, where it is, has not happened since 1774. And you know what happened then? Anyway, and then you look at Trump and the fact that it's the first time this has ever happened. Man who had been president charged with all these crimes. That's Pluto in Aquarius. Look around. A lot of things are happening. This is not necessarily a plug for you to get a reading from Maria, but she's very good. And this is the time there's going to be a huge rebirthing. So let's hope that it affects us all in a positive way. But Maria, you can go to her at MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com or SMBWorks@earthlink.net. I have a very close friend, somebody I love dearly. I was listening to us earlier talking about all of this thing. We have these warnings today,
uh-huh.
right? Radio, your iPhone, television, everything. And so I was explaining how you would be dealing with this. Yeah, what happens, be careful, don't worry. And then she comes up with the most wonderful, this is so her. So she sends me a text and says, this is what I'm doing. I'm unplugging my TVs. I'm unplugging my Wi-Fi. I'm shutting off my phone. And so I'm not going to be, because a lot of people get worked up about this. Mm-hmm. We all know that there is, if you're sophisticated enough, and she is, to realize that these things are in existence and they're supposedly for our benefit. But the other side of it is, what does it do? It's kind of a controlling mechanism, right? When you think about suppose the government tells us this is in our best interest. Is it really? Are you questioning whether or not this is something that we should learn about or be trained to do? Mm-hmm. Is it fear-mongering? Is it just control another way?
Well, all of the above. I mean, there's definitely going to be some people who are like, what are they trying to be prepared for? What are they preparing us for? What is going to be happening? And these emergency alert systems have already been happening. This is just the first time that everybody is going to get one at the same time within a 30-minute window. And James had pointed out off air something that's been going around social media of anybody who may be in a domestic violence situation, living with somebody who maybe they have a cell phone that their person, the other person does not know about, they need to make sure that it is turned off, it is hidden away, if that is kind of their only, safe space to outside, because there is some potential dangers that people who, if you're not in that situation, why would you automatically think about that? You don't.
That's another Pluto transiting to Aquarius kind of a thing in a manner of speaking. So if you don't know what we're talking about, the preparation, this is kind of like taking verbal preparation H in a manner of speaking. There's a nationwide test, an alert that will be broadcast to your cell phone, to your TVs, to your radios this afternoon at 2:20 Eastern Time. So 1:20 in the Central, 12:20 in Mountain Time, 11:20 on the West Coast. They will be a short blast for 60 seconds on your phone and probably on the television as well. But the alerts may last for 30 minutes. And so if you don't want to put up with this, you know it's going to happen. Just shut off your, if you feel to, turn off your devices. And maybe this is a good time for you to just contemplate what's going on in your life. If you have the time and the opportunity to maybe do a little meditating. I just think, if you look at this thing on the surface, it looks like, okay, well, we want to be prepared. Like the old Girl Scout motto, right? Be prepared. But underlying the surface of this, there is a huge control mechanism issue. The argument one could make well about this. What else could they use this for? The government? You trust the government? Swell. If you don't, I'm not much of a truster. And a government. It doesn't, at the moment, it doesn't enjoy my trust because it doesn't deserve my trust. Look at the shenanigans that are going on, and they're not in the interest of helping you at all. None of this stuff helps you. It helps maybe you feel like, this is a great human. No, these people don't give a damn about you. They care about them.
Well, it's kind of hard in today's society not to be a conspiracy theorist and based on some level, because I always think of that magic trick. Look at what the right hand's doing so you don't see what the left hand is doing. And there are memes floating around social media where it's like, all right, guys, unleash the information on the aliens. Nope, that didn't work. They're still too focused on this. Let them know who killed Tupac. Like, it goes into all these things where it's like, why are they releasing certain information nowadays that have nothing to do with a lot of other stuff?
Yep. All right, speaking of information, you know this is sort of a plug. It isn't sort of a plug. It is a plug. The Good Day Health segments, we have them here with Jack and Ken. And then there's the expanded version of Good Day Health every weekend on the same stations, pretty much, that carry this program. You can hear Jack and Dr. Ken. This week, you're listening to Ken Kronhaus, who'll be talking about loneliness and how that fits, if you will, how to lower your blood pressure. That's certainly helpful to most people. Focus on certain types of infections. We'll be talking about that. And the week would not be complete if Ken didn't get into pot in some way. He loves to talk about pot and how bad it is. It isn't good for you. I guess it is, depending on, you know, whatever your condition is. But there are lots of reasons, I guess, that people like pot. And I think I saw this stat the other day, Jay. 19% of the population of America admits to smoking pot regularly. I don't know what that means. Does that mean daily or weekly or whatever? But
I'm not sure. Pot. But I know that, yeah, there was a big fight over it for a long time about medicinal marijuana and the benefits of it.
Yep.
And then it, with the, what is it, the habitual use or just the general, as you said, everyday kind of users. But what is it? I saw this one commercial or whatever where it is people who have smoked pot, if they get behind a wheel, they're less likely to cause as much destruction as a drunk driver.
Yes.
And like impaired driving is still impaired driving, and it's not okay.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Pretty silly stuff. Well, it's serious, but it seems silly. And so I give you Ken and Jack, gooddayhealthshow.com, with Ken, number of topics, the current podcast that we have, the download, which is a sort of a summary of last week's program, talking about all the advertising of drugs. Ken thinks it's A-okay because a lot of good comes of it, helping people. I'm not so sure I agree with that, but that's Ken's point of view. He also talks on this podcast about the best time of day to exercise. So the bottom line is we're here to try to help you with as much information as possible in a way that you can digest it. Let's put it that way. All right? So that's Ken Kronos. Speaking of what's good for you, losing weight, the simple, non-toxic way, that's the secret of the success. Not such a secret for a Calitrin. That's why you choose Calitrin. And if you don't know what Calitrin is after all these years, you're new to the program, it's not a drug. I'm not sure I like to define something by what it's not, but it isn't a drug. It is not a stimulant. What it is, it certainly is not a fad. It's an all-natural product that's made here in the USA, checked out by the FDA. It's safe. Anybody who's on medication, you can take this because it's food-based, basically. And all the clinical studies that have been done over the years prove that Calitrin works. You can read a lot more about it. Check out toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. The results may vary, of course, depending on what the condition of your body is, but I know it's a great way to start. It can't hurt, and it can only help. And there's a money-back guarantee. So look online at toploss.com. There are daily deals. Take Calitrin like so many people. Maybe you know some folks who have taken it, and they've liked it because it had good results. You want good results? Go to toploss.com. Check out using the Doug, D-O-U-G code. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get access to all these great deals to help you lose weight and feel better about you.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Limit supply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, gather around.
It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kieran's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, for those of you who are practicing Catholics, you'd be interested to know the Pope has opened a gathering of Catholic delegates from all around the world at the Vatican to discuss the future of the Catholic Church, which ought to be something that, if you're a Catholic, you ought to be very interested in, frankly, for all kinds of reasons. So a lot of women, and they made a big deal out of how they've included women. Not exactly with the times, it would seem. All right, so there we have it, a summation of more things going on in our neck of the woods here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Much like this, so let's get to the heart of the matter here. This is from Beverly Hills 90210. I thought the music for that show was much more mild than this.
You like it, Doug?
No, I don't.
Were you a fan back in the day?
No.
Oh, God.
Okay. How's that grab you?
Ask me why we're playing that, please.
Why? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments, focusing on film and television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chucker, why are we playing that now?
Believe it or not, this day in TV history, October 4th, 1990, Beverly Hills 90210 premieres. I think it was on Fox. I remember watching the first episode.
I think it was on Fox. I think you're right.
Yeah, Jason Priestley, the late Luke Perry, hard to believe, and Shannon Daugherty. Jason Priestley and his sister played a family who moved from Minnesota to Beverly Hills, California, et cetera, to high school. I thought it was a good show. It ran for 10 years. I was a fan. I watched most of it in its initial run. I actually thought a show called The O.C., which is also in that genre aired, I don't know, a decade or a few years later, was even a better show. But I did like Beverly Hills 90210. I thought Jason Priestley was actually pretty likable.
You did.
Yeah, am I wrong?
Good to know. I don't know. I don't know the man. Did you like him, Jay?
Yeah. He's great.
But she gives a thumbs up. Very good.
Thumbs up. Okay. So I'm not sure I know what Loki is. It's a TV show, right? L-O-K-I. Anybody
Loki.
Know?
That's the Loki. Villain. That's the villain from the Thor movies and the Avengers. He has his own TV show on Disney Plus.
Huh? Why? To scare the hell out of who more people? Well,
listen, I think Disney. I don't really watch many of the Disney Plus Marvel shows.
Yeah.
It gets good ratings, but a lot of the shows that they have put a lot of money into have really a lot of the viewership has lost interest. I do not like if you're a fan of movies and you watch that franchise. Mm-hmm. I do not, and I've never liked the idea of intertwining storylines from movies to TV back to movies. I just think it's asking the viewer to do way
too much.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to watch a movie in a theater and go, oh, I don't know what's going on because I don't watch a TV show. Like, I just don't think, I think a lot of people share that opinion. But with streaming, you know, they went full blown ahead, Disney Plus, one of them. But it's, you know, he's a good actor, Tom Hiddleston's very good in that role.
I'm looking at a review of it, and it describes the new season as a deep dive into the fabric of space, time, and the multiverse. Now, this is something.
More multiverse? How much multiverse can we get? What are you in a multiverse? Are you different than a talk show host in your own multiverse?
Yes. I actually am a transistor.
I'm the Batman.
Radio.
Don't tell anybody, though.
Okay. I won't do that. Anyway, an interesting group of people.
I got Owen Wilson
is in this. Yes, Chuck.
Yes. Okay. Exorcist Believer, which opens tomorrow night, tracking around a $35 million opening weekend, which is very solid. Here's the deal. Blumhouse, which makes a lot of movies in the horror genre, is always able to produce movies much, much cheaper than different studios. They produce this movie for $30 million, which is very good, because I guarantee you most production companies or studios would easily spend $60, $70 million on this movie. They have a knack for doing it. They also have a movie called Five Nights at Freddy's opening in 3 weeks, which is based on a very popular video game. And they produce that for $20 million and have already sold streaming rights for over 20, so it's going to go profitable right when it hits theaters. It's going to have a big opening. It's going to open like $42 million. So they know what they're doing. They produced a Halloween reboot over the last few years. But they made money.
When are we going to get another James Bond movie? I'm tired of.
Well, there's been some rumors. I think they're just rumors that Chris Nolan, who did Oppenheimer, who did the Dark Knight trilogy, has had talks with the producers of Bond about coming in and putting his own spin on 007. I think that would be actually really cool. I think what makes that franchise interesting is they always get different type directors, which they need.
Yeah, and they always have good bad guys. They're good guys and good bad guys.
And they don't make them every year, which maintains, you know, if you make one every 4 years, it keeps the interest going, which I think.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, listen, look at how well they've done over the years. All right, Chucker, speaking of doing well over all these years, you have connected to the Good Day program. Happy to have you here. Yeah, tomorrow we're here. Jay's here. Doug's here. Now it's 59 past the hour.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.